So you told us a story last week about that you spent all this money. You tried to find these special glasses. They were Tom Ford glasses. You saw Ryan Reynolds wearing them. And you're like, I must have these glasses. And then you called, you brought them over to, put your glasses down. Let me recap it for people. You saw Ryan Reynolds wearing these glasses. You had to have them, but they were like $900. So you scoured the internet until you can find a pair that you can afford that were the exact same glasses. You had to have them. You brought them to Costco after spending a lot of money on glasses. You brought them to Costco, who told you they quote unquote lost your glasses. And I said, nah, somebody stole them because they're awesome and they're Tom Ford and Ryan Reynolds wears them. So someone stole them. And you said that's a good story for me because I can call and handle it. And I said I would, but you handled it yourself.
Yes.
And now we need a follow-up. What happened?
So they called when we were on the air, left a message and said, you can't pick up your glasses. Screw you. Somebody stole them, or we lost them.
We lost, quote unquote, lost them.
We lost them.
And we didn't buy that for a second.
No. Well, I did, but you didn't. You said they didn't lose them. Somebody stole them. Right. So then she said, you can pick any glasses that we have.
I don't want your cheap ass frames. I spent hundreds of dollars on these Ryan Reynolds frames.
Right. They have Costco frames on the wall. You know, it doesn't even come close.
Right.
So I've been there now 4 times to talk to this lady because I went there 3 times to say, are they in yet? Because I'm always at Costco. I'm buying something. I'm buying medicine or whatever. So I walk past the optical and I say, hey, are my glasses in? So we got to be buddies by this time.
Okay.
Because I show up all the time. And so when I showed up, I looked at her and she said, yeah, we lost your glasses. And I said, yeah, I know. What do you want to do? She goes, you can pick out any glasses that you want. She goes, no, I have one better. I'm going to order your Tom Fords for you, and they're going to deliver them, and we're going to pay for them.
Okay. All right.
So they actually had a contact for Tom Ford from Costco. Wow. They found the glasses that the exact model number and ordered them for me. And so when you bring lenses into Costco to get lenses put in, or frames to get lenses put in, they charge you $25 because you didn't buy the frames there. She refunded the $25 on top of that.
Okay. She should do that.
Yeah.
They lost your glasses.
She went above and beyond and
she didn't go above and beyond. She did what she should do. They lost your glasses or somebody stole them. And so it's her responsibility.
But they could have given me Costco frames and said, but they went above and beyond. Zoe.
No, they couldn't. No. Excuse me. If you walk in there, so it's like if I have a I don't know, what's an expensive car? If I have a Maserati and I bring my Maserati in to be fixed at a mechanic and the mechanic says, I lost your car. You know what? We have this Honda over here. We're just going to give you the Honda.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. That is my $125,000 Maserati. I would like another Maserati, or you will talk to my attorneys. So it's her stupid Costco glasses. If you wanted Costco glasses, you would have bought them.
Right.
The reason why Tom Ford is a name. That's a, you know, she knows how much she spent on those to replace them for you. She did the right thing. She didn't go above and beyond. She did exactly what she should do.
They did the right thing.
Yes.
I am happy. I would use them again. I don't know if I'd use the optical department again.
Right.
I might use somebody just because it actually, when it boils down to it, took a month to get glasses when you can go to Lens Crafters and they can do it in about an hour.
In an hour. Yeah. So well, listen, you know, I'm a big fan of Costco and here's why. I don't know how much you know about Costco and their culture there, but the CFO of Costco, the big dude that runs it, that owns it, Mr. Costco. I forget his name. Let's call him Mr. Costco.
John Costco.
He does not take a giant salary. He actually takes a very small salary, especially for a CFO of a company that makes billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
He does not have an office. He has a folding table and folding chairs that he goes around from Costco to Costco to meet with his managers, to meet with people. He doesn't live in a giant house. He doesn't have a lot of, the only thing that he allowed himself was a private plane. And the reason was so he can be able to go to meetings at all the different Costcos around the country and get there safely, on time, come and go as he pleases. That is his only indulgence. This guy wears Costco pants.
Mm-hmm.
He wears Costco shirts. He wears Costco shoes. And he runs around with a folding chair from city to city. And, you know, the most money he ever took, I think he took $125,000 salary for himself once the company started making a lot of money. And he always makes sure that everyone's paid well. And there's stock that goes back to the employees there. It's a really well-run, benevolent. I like Costco for that reason. It's not a terrible conglomerate that is.
Yeah, and their main competitor is Sam's Club, which are the Waltons. So
right,
that's completely
Walmart people.
Yeah, 100% different. No, I mean,
yeah,
you can buy things at Costco a lot cheaper than anywhere else, and that's why I spend half my time probably there. I get my gas there. I get my prescriptions there.
Yeah.
You know, I get everything there, so you don't have to sell
me. Yeah, I'm a huge supporter of Costco because I like how they're run, and I like the fact that the CFO and the Mr. Costco himself is not an asshole.
John Costco
is a good dude.